I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. What do you guys do in the wintertime?
Wait for spring.
Yeah, I guess so. But you got to do something.
Winter is not really downtime for an entomologist. I'm just finishing up a couple of book manuscripts now, actually the page proofs, so I have a couple of things out in the new year. But I'm hoping to get out during the winter and do some winter insect work and try and employ some techniques that I usually don't do during the rest of the year, working very carefully in rotten wood, under bark, scratching through leaf litter, checking tree holes. I do all these things throughout the year, but I'm really going to focus on these things, mats of algae, leaf packs along stream beds, carefully lifting up mats of moss, looking for beetles that are overwintering. And I hope I'll find some things that I usually don't get to see because I never take the time to look in those habitats. Plus, there's other winter activities as well. I'd like to find a silk moth cocoon, maybe a Cecropia pupa out there, and get some photographs of the pupa and then take it home and watch it emerge in a few months and get some nice shots of that. We've talked about the goldenrod gall fly, and I'd like to get some more gall samples of that particular species from different places, not necessarily for the fly, but for the other insects I'm hoping will emerge from those galls. Tumbling flower beetles are something that often take up residence in those accumulations of plant materials, and I'm just hoping to add to my collection of that particular group of beetles.
You wear blaze orange?
Boy, that's a good thing you reminded me. I'm such a city kid, or having grown up in Southern California where people aren't hunting everywhere, at least not where I am. That's a really good point. I do have a bright vest, and someone gave me a knit cap that's bright orange, which I never wear because it hurts my eyes. But that's a really good point.
Well, hope you use those things.
Yeah, I got to remember where I am. It's been 14 years now, and I still forget. That's a good point. I'm going to have to dig out that orange cap. Thank you for the reminder.
No problem. Do you ever find things that you didn't expect to find?
Always, because one of the advantages that many insects have is complete metamorphosis. They go through four very different stages of development: egg, larva, pupa, and adult. So I will often find larvae or pupae of species that I don't see otherwise. I won't see them later in the year because only the adults are around. And so this will give me a chance to get some photographs of larvae and pupae. Of course, the trick is associating those stages with the adult. So what I'd like to do is set some of them aside in little chambers filled with rotten wood or leaf litter or whatever they happen to be in, and see if I can not only get some pictures of those stages, but then get some pictures of the adults when they emerge later in the year.
How about non-insect species?
I try to steer clear of things with backbones in them, legs or no. But no, I've been very lucky not finding those things, certainly not in the wintertime. I mean, I've certainly run across reptiles and amphibians in the spring and summer, but not during the winter, and I hope to keep that record intact.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.